Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. The Cutlers, the first ever married couple to preside over a television court show. Award-winning trial attorneys Keith and Dana Cutler are presiding judges of Couples Court with the Cutlers, the Emmy-nominated hit daytime series now in its second season. The Cutlers serve as passionate advocates for healthy relationships, offering litigants facing dysfunction and distress the chance to resolve their differences and uncover the truth behind their issues. Keith and Dana are both graduates of the University of Missouri Kansas City School of Law, married for 29 years. Both are members of their family's law firm, James W. Tippin and Associates, where they practice with Dana's father and another partner. Both have been named Missouri Super Lawyers multiple times. Dana was honored as Woman of the Year by Missouri Lawyers Weekly. She was the first African-American woman to serve as the president of the Missouri Bar. And Keith was the first African-American to be elected as president of the Kansas City Metropolitan Bar Association Young Lawyers Section. Keith and Dana Cutler, presiding judges of Couples Court with the Cutlers, airing now in its second season. Check local listings, and they join us on This Week in America. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program.
Hello. How are you?
Doing great and looking forward to talking about season two of Couples Court with the Cutlers. Let's start with a very basic question. Why do people come to be on the program? What are some of the issues they're dealing with?
The couples who come in our program are dealing primarily with the issue of cheating. One person in the couple is accusing the other one of cheating, and they are there to get answers. The person who is being accused of cheating wants to clear their name and show their partner that they're not cheating. But primarily they're coming there to get answers. Is she cheating? Is he cheating? And then once they get the answer to that question, regardless of whether it's yes or no, then they can figure out how to move forward as a couple.
You know, what's interesting is one of the taglines for the show is where modern technology meets everyday cheating. What's the role now of social media and technology in relationship issues?
Oh, my goodness. It is the, almost every case has this issue, a social media component. He's liking women on Facebook. She's sending pictures to men. And the question is, and what we're talking about is, no one has come to an agreement about how social media will impact or play out in a relationship. You know, is it just flirting or is it more? And inevitably what you have is one partner thinking, I'm just flirting. It doesn't mean anything. I'm never going to meet that woman in Seattle. Or I'm just sending this picture to somebody in California. I'm never going to meet him. And the other one is saying, when you send pictures of you in lingerie, that bothers me. Or when you're saying, I like all this particular woman's pictures, that bothers me. It makes me feel like you don't love me. So we see every day how social media is impacting relationships and impacting them because people don't have a conversation about, this is what it means to be exclusive with me, including your social media. This is what you can and can't do.
They don't have a conversation. Sometimes they lack common sense, I would think, too, as you're watching. Are you often surprised at what people post online, what they, without thinking, they hit send, and suddenly their lives are changed?
We never stop being amazed. We never stop being amazed. It's like, where are your boundaries? What do you understand as appropriate or inappropriate?
You know, a big component of what you do is bring in expert witnesses. And in season two, you've got a number lined up. Talk about some of the expert witnesses we'll see in season two of Couples Court with the Cutlers.
Some of the experts we have, they are technical experts in that they are people like cybersecurity experts, polygraph examiners, private investigators. They help us to find out the information to get to the couples as they resolve the issue of whether there is cheating or not. But we also have celebrity experts who come in, people who have their own issues with cheating in a public eye. And so some of the litigants that we have are aspiring artists, musicians,
actors.
And so they have a different element to their cheating allegations because they're dealing with it in a public venue, in a public arena. And so some of our celebrity experts have that added expertise to help them deal with what it's like to be in the media, in the eye of the public, and trying to maintain a relationship with allegations of cheating.
Keith and Dana Cutler with us on This Week in America, presiding judges on Couples Court with the Cutlers, Emmy-nominated daytime hit series, season 2 now airing. Check the local listings. Let's talk a little bit about looking at, it's more than just a decision, isn't it? You actually help them integrate that decision into their lives. How difficult is that when you say, okay, this is the advice we're giving, and to follow up with that?
Well, you know, it's a challenge, and it is part of what makes our job gratifying, is being able to use our 30 plus years of being together to help other couples see you can, if nothing is going on, if there is no cheating, how to start building that foundation of trust so you can have a happy, healthy relationship. If there is cheating going on, talking about this is what marriage and relationships look like. This is what this commitment part is, that I'm going to be there even when it's bad and even when I'm angry with you. Let's talk about how to move the ball forward in that space. And so it's really gratifying for us, and we hope that it's helpful to those couples and to the folks who are watching us across the country.
You know, it's interesting how this all came about for you. I read where you said you basically were plucked out of the Midwest into a whole new life. This is the TV series is not something that you sought out, was it?
No, no, not at all. I say pick from oblivion.
Well, no, they had this concept. They wanted to put a show together, a courtroom show with a husband and wife serving as the judges, and we got a call out of the blue asking if we would be interested. We kind of went through the audition process, and 2 years later, here we are.
What's it been like for you? You're called America's favorite law duo. Shane says that you were one of their all-time favorite couples. All of a sudden, you've got this major role on television. What's it been like for you, the adjustment period?
You know, I think because we didn't know what we were jumping into, we didn't have any expectations. But I got to tell you, it's a cool thing to be like at dinner and a couple walks up to you and say, we love your show. You've been helping us. Or, you know, we're going through the airport. People are going to be like, we know who you are. We find it fun. I'm like, you know, it's a very symbiotic relationship. If they don't watch, we don't have a show, right? So I think for the most part, and everybody's been kind, we've not had anybody be inappropriate or, you know, where we felt like, ew, this is weird. It's been very, very positive, and our kids love it.
Oh, I'm sure they do, you know, on television. And it's interesting. I got about a minute left here. The 29-year marriage, you've been seeing each other since the freshman year in college, which I think is 7 years after that. Talk a little bit about any advice you would give couples, because I'm sure you've been through a lot in 35-plus years.
We have. And the advice I would give couples, and this is what we tell people on Couples Court, is in any relationship, particularly in marriage, you're going to have bumps in the road. You've got to effectively communicate and stay in the game. We have couples who argue and then they leave for 3 or 4 days. You don't get to just leave a marriage. You got to stay there and work it out. And so we tell them to effectively communicate, work it out, and do everything they can to stay together to make the marriage work.
Season 2 now airing. Check local listings at the Emmy-nominated daytime hit series. Couples Court with the Cutlers, with us, the presiding judges, Keith and Dana Cutler. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Thank you for having us. We really
appreciate it.
And once again, information available at the website, couplescourttv.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.